Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Hope everybody had a great weekend. Welcome back to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's do a get to know you. I'll ask the question. When you know what the answer is, let me know.
Okay.
Because you don't know what the question is yet, but if you finally get it, let me know. The question is, what's the one question that you wish people would ask you less? So the one question that people ask you, like, I wish that. And I can go first since I already knew the question. Mine would be, Jones? Your last name Jones? Or I'm like, no, Bones. Or they're like, Bones. So Bones, like, is that your real last name? And that's not near as much. It's always the Jones thing. But then I'm like, no, that's not my real last name. It's like a stupid name they gave me when I was a kid. But Bobby's my real name. And then they still get on. And here he is, Bobby Jones. Constantly. So mine is your Jones? Is that your name?
That can be annoying.
It's just annoying to me.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Yeah, mine's, are those all your kids?
Oh, good.
Because two of them are adopted, and then you just have to go into all that, or it's just like, they don't look like me, so automatically I'm just like, I feel like they're asking the question because they know something's...
Three of them do.
Yeah, but one of them really doesn't.
I bet Amy has this problem, too. Was that yours, too?
Oh, I mean, I get asked that a lot.
Amy's kids look way less like her, Eddie, than your kids look like you.
Yeah. Got it.
Yes. Yes, I am white, and they are... Black.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So very different.
Would that have been what you would have said?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that they're adopted.
Right.
But okay. It may not be obvious that I'm their mom. Early on when my son was really young, he would be riding his bike in the neighborhood and I would be walking not too far behind him and people would be like freaking out, like, where are your parents? And he'd be like, my mom's right there. And they would give me this look like, what?
They thought,
like,
you were going to abduct him?
I'm like, yeah. I'm his mom. We're good. He's safe.
So what do you have as your answer to that question? What question do you wish people would ask you less?
Gosh.
What? How do you get so pretty?
No.
I know.
What? No, stop. Lunchbucket has nothing to do with my divorce.
Oh, that's what
I'm Anytime he puts that voice on where he's like, right. yeah. You know it's something divorcey.
Just go ahead and get ahead of it. No, right. Probably over the years, like a lot of times, and I guess I don't mind it so much, but a lot of people are very curious about you and they ask me about you.
Like,
what's Bobby, what is Bobby really like? Or which I don't mind answering, but then at some point.
Sounds like she does a little bit, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
Is that bad?
She's like,
you like talking about Bobby?
She's like, I don't mind answering it, but.
No, but I mean, it's just like they start asking me like more personal questions about you, and it's not my place to say what you've divulged on air. I'm not going to go say other things. Do you know what I mean?
Everybody needs to relax. You know what I mean? HIPAA.
HIPAA. That's right. HIPAA.
Lunchbox?
Yeah. When are you going to stop playing soccer? Like, guys, I mean.
Is that just your wife?
Oh.
Well, yeah, she. Yeah, she says that quite a bit. Like, hey, you know, like, it's time. We have kids. Like, you're leaving one night a week to go play soccer.
What does that have to do? Messi still plays. He's got kids.
Exactly what I said.
There's a difference.
Ronaldo, he's got lots of kids.
Again, you're pulling up a bad example. Yeah. And what's your answer?
I'm like, I'll know when the time is right. Like, I still got a couple years in me.
Are you constantly injured?
No.
Never tweaked or anything?
No.
And why? Who cares?
Exactly.
Play.
That's what I'm saying.
You owe it to yourself.
I do.
And at the game of soccer.
Yeah, the game of soccer has given me so much, and I've given so much to the game of soccer that it's not ready for me to walk away.
Amen.
The World Cup is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Where? Where?
To the United States of America, to Mexico, and Canada.
All over
North America.
It moves around?
Multiple stadiums.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, got it. That makes sense. I just saw North America, and I didn't know specifically where, so that's what I wanted to know.
Then North America.
No, is Lunchbox playing in this? What do you buy? Yeah.
No. Well, that's a big announcement here. No. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa. Bobby Bones. I'm in a dilemma with my wife. We're both fans of a very popular country artist, and we just found out they're coming back to town to play a show. The last time we saw this artist, they were terrible, though. The live performance was clunky, they sang poorly, and I regretted the amount of money we spent on the show because we did not have a good time. However, my wife is still a fan of this artist, and their star has continued to rise. However, I don't want to spend money at the risk of being disappointed again. What would you do in this situation? Would you give the artist another chance or tell your wife she can go solo? Signed, burned by a country artist. My response is they were probably drunk.
Yeah.
No, not like.
No, I mean, they're having a good time.
Yeah. It was like, yeah.
I mean, give them another chance.
Yes. Yeah. I would say give them another chance. Most, not all, most artists in this format specifically have to be able to sing live. There are a few outliers that just can't. But this isn't pop where they really try to package everybody. Now, they do package and build PR, but around a product that can perform. So I would say yes. But also in this genre, you also have a lot of drunks. And sometimes, especially if the star is rising, you're getting all this fame and notoriety all at once, which you're not used to. And what do? You live in excess a little bit and you get drunk. There's brand new artist. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Sober. There's new artist who's having some success, hooking up with everybody, drinking all the time. And then there's artists with sustained success, which kind of goes back to how they originally started. You probably saw them in that gap, that middle. Mm. And sometimes you just get better performing drunk, too. So they might still be drunk and just be better. I would give them another shot. Because most just, it's hard to survive in country music without being really good live. Yeah. So go back. I mean, if you just don't like their music, you can let your wife go solo. But I wouldn't recommend it because your wife solo will be ending up with Brantley Gilbert, whoever it is. And that's not Brantley in the story. And he's married. This is the first thing that came to my mind. Somebody that's like, Brantley rocks.
But then after this time, if you go and it's really bad, then next time they come to town, you can have an excuse to bail out. Because
next thing you know, her and Hauser gone.
What is it? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Correct. By the way, this is no dig at Brantley or Hauser, just two names that came to my mind.
Random
male artist. That's correct. Thank you. They're both happily married and good dudes.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Name that iconic sound. For example, this was the controversial one last week. Here you go. That is
Super Mario Brothers. No. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Lunch that Nintendo got mad.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Super Mario Brothers. Okay. Here's this one. That was the
Pillsbury Doughboy. Yes.
Very good. Now, we got five of these. Are you guys ready to play?
Ready. Yeah.
All you have to do is name that iconic sound. Here we go. Why did you give me grimace face?
I don't know.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Okay.
Grimace, like the purple guy?
No, like grimacing.
Grimacing. Like, yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if that's why his name is Grimace.
I don't know.
He looks pretty happy to me. Everybody good?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, you good?
Yeah, I am.
What do you have, Morgan?
Windows.
Eddie?
Law and Order.
Lunchbox?
Law and Order.
Amy?
Law and Order.
Law and Order is correct. Next up. Name that iconic sound. Here we go.
Oh, I'm playing again.
Maybe.
You have 5 seconds. And you have to be specific.
Very.
It's like, it's not. It's a little...
A creature.
No.
All right, 3, 2, 1, time. Pens down. Lunchbox.
Goonies.
Amy.
R2-D2.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm close.
Eddie.
Chewbacca.
That's it.
Morgan.
I knew it after, but I put down Clydesdale.
A horse.
Like
a horse.
The beer horses. Yeah, yeah, the beer horses.
The horse.
All right, Eddie takes the lead.
Come on. Okay.
All right, here's the next one.
I'm in.
Everybody good?
Mm-mm.
You want one more time?
Do we have to be specific?
Yeah, that's the question.
Nintendo. Go, Amy.
It's that Daisy Dukes car.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Dukes of Hazzard.
That's it.
Eddie?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Morgan?
I had a clown truck.
A clown truck.
That
like
works
it.
Too.
Amy, I can't give it to you.
I know, but.
But I'm going to give it to these two. Dukes of Hazzard. That's the General Lee car from the Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. That's correct.
I couldn't think of the name
See?
Of the car.
The had boys are Hazzard County.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, we have two more. Here we go.
What the?
Name the iconic sound. Here it is again.
Yeah, don't know what that is.
Okay. I'm in.
Can I circle back?
Yeah, I'm in. Jeez, I don't even know what we're looking
for. There's no crowd cheering in that club.
Right, I didn't
I don't
hear
know
that.
What that is.
Don't worry.
All right, 3 seconds. All right, time. It's a very, very, very old clip.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
It's That's
very,
why.
Old. Very, very old. Morgan.
Saw? Like Saw the movie?
Lunchbox.
Ashley Simpson lip singing on Saturday Night Live and it's scratching the track.
You wrote all that down?
Yep.
Eddie.
Android.
Amy.
Splash Mountain.
Old school black and white movie Godzilla. Listen again.
Okay.
Old music.
What is that now?
Nobody got it. Okay, last one. Here we. The only person who can win is Eddie and Lunchbox can tie. Here we go.
I'm in on that one.
I'm in.
Whoa. Okay, maybe.
Oh gosh.
Can I hear it again?
I have to forget. I have to play, I have to sandbag or whatever. Because if I give away that I know it too fast, it gives them a hint. Yeah.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you can tie it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie.
Hunger Games?
Correct.
Ugh. Yeah!
Morgan?
Hunger Games.
Amy?
Hunger Games.
Nice job.
Never seen it. What happens there? Somebody
that's
about to
their,
die?
That's like their call.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the Coca-Cola commercial where they blow into the bottles.
Ricola?
They blow into the Coke bottles?
He's thinking about the, yeah, the Beverly Hillbillies. So okay. They're playing the band.
The jugs?
Yeah, the jugs. Yeah, yeah. Eddie, you won again, buddy.
Okay, let's go.
He won last week. He's a two-time defending champion.
This is my game.
Thank you, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
There's this kid, he's 11 years old, his name's Van Sloan, and his cat went missing. He lives in Billings, Montana, and the cat, like, went up into these cliffs. So Van's like, I'm going to go climb these cliffs and try to get my cat, Bruce.
Sounds like a Montana boy to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do it yourself. Aqua climb the mountains. Go ahead.
Yeah, because the cat was stuck on this steep, rocky ledge and couldn't get back down. But then Van was also stuck.
Mm.
His mom called 911. A crew from the Billings Fire Department responded, and they rappelled Van down. I mean, also as an 11-year-old, this got to be the coolest experience ever.
No, I think
ever.
It's not cool because you almost died.
Okay, maybe scary for a second, but then when the fireman
maybe
like,
pictures after are cool.
Right. Remember, yeah. I feel like my son would be like, and then the firefighter rappelled me down and I made it to the ground and Van was so thankful. He said to the firefighter, thank you so much. I don't know how I can ever repay you.
Got a couple things to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the name Van, I like it.
Awesome.
I do like the name Van. I didn't know I did. Because I think of a van, like a white creepy van.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I like the name Van for a kid. That's number one. Number two, you ever see these goats that walk on the ledges, the mountains?
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
How they don't just fall off one after. Boom, boom. It is crazy.
You see the videos of the hikers that have to move out of the way because the goats are coming through?
I've never seen that.
And they're right at the edge and they're like, oh, let the goats go through or they're going to knock us off.
Those goats are brave as crap.
Yeah.
And that's also natural selection big time because the goats that suck die.
Mm.
And only the strong goats survive, the ones that are really good at that, so they just get better and better. Yeah, those goats are cool. And then Van's life was saved. Obviously, that's the biggest part of this. That's not a goat or a name, but go ahead.
Right, but as for Bruce the cat.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Bruce. No, don't give us bad news.
Don't
stop. Just stop the story.
Stop.
Just stop the story. So to be continued, we'll never come back.
It's not bad news.
Okay.
Oh.
You gave us a tone.
Well, because they just opted to wait for Bruce to come home when he gets hungry. Van just got a little bit, like, eager to go get Bruce.
Did Bruce come home?
TBD.
Oh.
No, you
said it's for real to be continued, or it's real? They don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
Okay. Are you winking?
But I think Bruce is totally fine. It's just that Van got
a
little...
But you don't know.
It sounds like Bruce should be the boy and Van should be the cat.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Van was like trying to take matters into his own hands when he should have just waited for
safe.
The cat.
He's anyway. Safe and the cat's... Give us that to be continued. Did you really die? Cat really die?
No.
Okay.
No, Bruce is fine. Okay, I think he just has to get hungry enough.
Come on, Bruce. Come home, buddy. All right. That kid's safe. Thanks to our first responders. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, Morgan, you get to play this one.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to do Bobby Feud. Here we go. There are 10 answers on the board. Greatest American singers. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on our Facebook and Instagram stories in a little box where it's like, type in your deal here. The greatest American singers of all time. That's all I'm going to say. What do you have? 10 are on the board. Amy, you're first. Go ahead.
Elvis.
Show me Elvis. Number one answer. Nice job.
American is where it's, you know.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Tricky because there's so many. And then I'm like, shoot, you're from Canada. Shoot, you're from somewhere else.
Jackie Chan. Not from America.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Show me Carrie.
Wow, have they not heard her sing?
I don't think so. Most Americans are like, Carrie who?
Yeah, I've never heard her sing.
JK, but she didn't make the top 10. Maybe 11. Eddie.
Bones, give me Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Number two. Eddie, have yourself 2 points.
Risky. Bones, give me Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Solid. Number seven. Have yourself 7 points.
Dang. No, I'm in trouble. Bones, give me Dolly.
Dolly Parton.
What?
Number five. Have yourself 5 points.
Wow. That's crazy. Let's see. Bones, give me Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Okay. I see a theme here.
What's the theme? Good singers?
Oh, no.
Greatest singers in American history? I think by our listeners.
That maybe country people aren't making the list.
Well, Dolly Parton did.
Dolly's.
Elvis is the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay. Good point.
Morgan?
All right. I'm going Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson!
They've never heard of Kelly Clarkson?
I think she may have been 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah. Amy, we're back over to you. The points are doubled. We're looking for the greatest American singers.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's a good one.
We were just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
Show me Mariah Carey.
Whoa.
I don't know what people are looking for. Tough.
Eddie Spaghetti.
Justin Timberlake. He's American.
NSYNC did put out a new song on the Trolls, new Trolls movie.
I'm saying he's great.
Show me Timberlake. Points are doubled. Morgan, we're looking for the greatest American singers of all time.
I feel like she has to be on this list. It's Aretha Franklin.
Show me R-E-S-P-E-C-T Aretha. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. That's worth 6. You got 12 points there, Morgan.
Yes. Okay. I don't know if our listeners would choose her, but she's really good. I feel like... Ariana Grande.
Show me.
I had a feeling.
Okay, so here we are. Points are now tripled.
Oh.
It's the Bobby Feud, greatest American singers ever. There are 5 answers left on the board. The ones off the board are Elvis, Michael Jackson, Dolly Parton, Aretha Franklin, and Whitney Houston. Amy, you have 1 point.
Yeah. Thanks, Elvis.
Yeah, you're the girl. Thank you very much.
Willie Nelson.
Show me.
Stop. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love Willie.
I love his voice.
Yeah, I love his voice too. But like, greatest American singers. Is
hey,
a tough one. Yeah,
I hear you. He's been around.
That's true. That part is right. If it were singers who have been around, Willie,
I mean,
make that list.
Longevity for sure.
Eddie, you need this. Oh, you're in the lead right now.
I'm in the lead.
Yeah.
And this could be huge. This is kind of one of those, like, maybe dark horses. Give me Christina Aguilera.
That's a good guess.
Because she's got a great voice.
One of the best voices in pop music history.
Yeah. Is she not American, Amy?
No, but Mariah Carey would be.
I'm not the one making the decisions here. Should I get the listeners on, every one of them? Show me Christina Genie in a Bottle. Morgan, you're down two, so if you get any of these, you win. Five answers left on the board. Greatest American singers of all time. What are you thinking? Give me all the options in your head right now.
Well, I have Reba McEntire written down. She's a legend. I also have John Legend.
He's a legend, literally.
Literally. Oh, yeah. But I just don't know with our listeners, like, if they're going to go pop.
Well, they're clearly not going country.
I know. Okay. I feel like I got to go John Legend. He's really good.
Well, I will tell you this. On the board was Reba McEntire.
Dang it!
Oh, no!
Oh, man.
Amy completely threw you off of that one.
Hey, my bad.
Wow. And you would have won because Reba was at 10.
Oh. Hey, she makes her own choices.
Yeah. Is John Legend even on the board?
Amy dangled the bait out there.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. No problem.
If John Legend's on there, he's up at number three. Okay, so at number nine would have been Prince.
Yeah.
And number eight would have been LB's Tina Turner.
Think they're the best.
And number four would have been Johnny Cash. Another country artist that Amy said wouldn't have been on the list.
Well, then I guess Willie.
And then at number three, it's either going to be John Legend or it's not.
Or anyone else.
And if it's John Legend, Morgan wins. And if it's not, Eddie wins. The answer is at number three, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
A tough one.
Who do you want
to
thank?
Well, I want to thank Amy, of course. I want to thank Amy for saying that there are no country singers
on
that
job,
list.
It felt that way for sure.
Yeah.
But Reba was on the list?
Yeah, she was at 10. And Johnny Cash.
Too.
There were two more.
I almost went Shea Mooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Eddie, you are the winner.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Man.
Congratulations.
Nice.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always, like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
So what's the situation?
Well, so my friend's been dating this guy for a while, but she has to go into the office every day for her work. In fact, like, she's never seen him actually work from home because that's where he's working. Some stuff went down, computer systems or something at her office went down, so she had to work from home for a few days, and that's when she got a peek into his life. And she was like, what does he do all day? I do not understand. And she's like sort of turned off by it. She doesn't find it attractive at all that...
Oh, he messed up. You got to do fake stuff and leave the house a little bit.
But what's he doing?
He did leave the house a little bit to go play some football with some friends.
Yeah, football. Okay, so he works at home. Does he make his job seem like it's a lot harder than it is? Because that would...
I don't know.
He's not, like, I'm so tired. But then he's just goofing around all day.
Well, let's see. One day the movie of choice was Pirates of the Caribbean.
He watched a movie during work, a full movie.
Next day, Jaws was on.
A little shorter, at least.
She would just walk in and, like, things would be on. I mean, she was like, at one point, Looney Tunes were on. Like,
okay, but what if
cool,
it's like...
That's cool.
What if his job, though, is like, he's got to think of stuff. What if it's like an on-call job?
No.
Or a computer.
An entrepreneur.
And you're just...
Nope, has his own
business.
Does
he review old movies?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe he
has... That's a great question.
Maybe he has a blog. I'm not sure.
Well, what about the football thing?
Yeah, apparently he's got this group of friends. It's like some indoor football league thing where sometimes they either meet early morning or they meet on lunch breaks.
So they go play ball during the work. But he's an entrepreneur. Like, he probably has to get his mind right because he's got... Yeah, he should have faked it. If he knew she was staying home, you go work at Starbucks or something. Because now she's going to hold that against him. And now so she's like, I don't like it.
It got to where, I mean, the first day she told me about it, she was like, haha, check this out. And the second day she's like, all right, today's movie of choice is. And she's giving me updates. And I was like.
But did he create something magical and that he has to be in the right place with his heart and his head? He's got to watch like a thriller. You know, he's got to like be so relaxed. I just, if he has his own business, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's probably got to be in a healthy mental space.
I don't know. I think she just works really long hours and she comes home and he always is acting very exhausted.
Yeah, you got to fake it. I just go back to that. You got to fake like it's a hard day. I mean, go out, get a shovel, rub some dirt on your head, even if your job is on a computer all day.
Right. She literally texts me. She's like, you think you know someone, you know? And then
has she said anything to him?
You just learn this totally different side of them. No, I mean, I think at one point she said something else. I do know that there was an issue at, like, maybe around, you know, in between lunch and dinner, like 3 p.m. afternoon snack when he went and got a bunch of cereal.
In his PJs.
I don't understand. I think this girl is just stuck up.
I think she's jealous that she didn't create a job for herself. Does he make a good living?
He could make a better living.
No,
that's her point.
No, anybody can make a better living.
No, because she's like, look, he has a really good thing that he's created and a really good opportunity. And she was like, it could be so much more than it is. And
why
now
she
I
do
see.
It?
She does actually help him with things. She really does help him. But her point is, she's just like, okay, fine. Have your Lucky Charms at 3 p.m. You could be out, like, selling things and pushing more of your stuff to different businesses. Like, she's like, if that was my business, this is what I would be doing.
Well, then create your own business, honey.
Well.
And what's wrong with Lucky Charms at 3 p.m.?
Exactly. What's wrong with Jaws if it's got to put you in a good... Listen, nobody's going to outwork me, right? Okay. They just aren't. And it's not a braggy thing. It's just I am so insecure that I work hard. But...
You would never behave this way.
That's not true.
Hey, listen, if you were dating this, you would be very turned off.
I mean, Amy, you know a lot about this friend and...
She's very close
friend
to mine.
And their relationship.
Oh, it's a friend.
It's, okay. It's a friend. Like, you think I have some guy in my house?
In a house? Amy's like, got some guy.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Lucky Charms.
I have like one TV and it doesn't barely work. So,
he took the other ones?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking
How many
for
did you have
TV.
Before he took them?
I want to get one of those new
frames. No, that's the question. How many did you have?
I want to get one of those new frames.
How many TVs did you take, Amy?
So let's do the math. You had how many, but now you have how many?
I said you should take these TVs because I want the new frame TV.
Yeah, we got one of those.
Yeah. I can't wait.
And then
just
we bought the, well, it's a TV. It's art TV. But then we bought the frame that looks like a frame.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yes.
So at first it was just like an art thing, but now we have a frame on it. It looks like a painting.
Right.
That it's amazing.
That's what I'm going to get.
Who knew it was even a thing?
I thought it was a painting like two times when I saw it.
So did I. I was going to sell it. I was like, how did we get the Mona Lisa?
I'm waiting till Black Friday. That's what I went to go buy one, and the guy told me, he was like, if you can wait, you should wait till Black Friday. I was like,
can you trust that you'll get it, though?
Well, I hope so.
On Black Friday? I mean, it's... They have unlimited online on Black Friday?
Usually.
Because I avoid Black Friday.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to go into the store. He said I could do it online.
Got it. And so anyway, about this friend.
Yeah, it's not me.
Tell her she needs to chill out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she listening right now, you think?
But yeah,
I'm going to call her a name.
Is.
I don't know her name. Monica, chill out. Everybody has their own way of doing things. People ridicule me forever, but why would you wake up at 2:30 in the morning and your show doesn't go on until 5 or 6? I need certain space and time. And sometimes in the morning now I wake up too and I'll play a video game for 30 minutes to get my mind right. Well, if Caitlin walked in and was like at 3:30 in the morning, I was like, why are you playing Madden right now? Mm. Well, I'm getting ready. I got another hour. Then that's just how I get ready. I'm so offended for this person.
Okay.
Don't be a hater. That's what I'm going to say. Lunchbox, what do you say?
I say she's stuck up and she thinks she's better than everybody.
Yes, sir.
What? No.
Yeah,
great
100%.
Your own business. Eddie?
Let the guy eat his Lucky Charms.
Let him eat his Lucky Charms.
Come on.
Hashtag Lucky Charms for life.
Yes.
She just kind of thought he was out hustling all day.
He is.
Okay.
In his mind.
That's right.
He's cranking out stuff in his mind.
Does he pay his bills? Is he able to take her? I mean.
Oh, no.
All right.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Here's a voicemail from last night.
I have a question. Did Lunchbox ever actually get his roof fixed, or is it still leaking? Just wondering. Thanks. Love the show.
Lunchbox?
Oh, no. I had to get it fixed.
Insurance?
Yeah.
TV show?
No.
They didn't do it.
Mm, you had to bring that
I
up.
Waited. Months.
But the TV show
That's
is like...
That's your doing.
The TV show is like renovation, not repair.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
they...
John's repair shop. It's, we're going to build something new and you have to pay for it.
Do you understand you guys keep saying, oh, it's not renovation, it's, you know...
Repair.
Or it's not repair, it's
Are
renovation.
You drunk?
No.
Two words, I get confused.
Go
you know
ahead.
What I mean? They're
uh-huh.
big words.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they could have renovated that room.
But you had to pay for it and you didn't agree to
do that. I understand, but if they were going to renovate that room, why would I fix the roof if they're just going to take it off to, you know...
I don't think they take the roof
Somebody
off
Somebody get this guy some coffee. He needs to sober up over here.
They renovated a room at my house and it required no removal of
But what if they were going to add like a big old like... nook up there, and so they were going to have to extend the roof. Oh, okay. I mean, that's what I would have asked for.
Okay, good point.
He needs a nook, guys. Get him a nook and a cup of coffee. All right, here's the next voicemail.
Funny story about me waiting on the phone to talk to you about a boss just over-explaining everything. While I was waiting on hold, I pooped my pants and had to go home and change. But I stayed on hold, and I just thought you might like to know about that because that's how much I care about your show, and I just love all of you guys. Thank you very much for everything you do, and you make my day bearable.
I'm torn with emotion.
I could have done
without that.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I like him, and I appreciate it. But that's one of those you just hold to yourself.
Huh.
Dang, I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you for caring. I don't know.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I have some Halloween costume ideas that are inspired by top TV shows from this year.
Stranger Things is the last 5 to 7 years been a big one.
Ted Lasso.
Succession.
What do they wear there, a suit?
Suit.
That'd be weird.
Don't laugh at him.
No.
Go ahead.
Shiv Roy is on here.
Shiv Girl.
Yes, from Succession. Like,
crazy,
you know,
Burberry bags or...
A monochromatic outfit, like turtleneck, dress pants, blazer, gold jewelry.
That's called going to work.
Yeah, I don't think you would know who she was.
Yeah, but... I don't either. Yeah. Okay, what else you got?
Daisy from Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, that's Elvis's granddaughter.
It's like in 70s. Real life.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Never even heard of that.
Riley Coe.
Yes, but that show is current times, though, right? It's correct. Not 70. She just looks 70.
No, no, no. I think it's based
really?
In the
oh, it is?
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's good.
Think kimono, fringy top, crochet piece, boots, bell-bottom jeans.
They say she's it's kind of like Stevie Nicks, based on her
sometimes character. She does her mouth like Elvis, though.
It's crazy, dude.
And I don't
sometimes
think
she when
she
sings,
to.
She kind of sounds like Elvis.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
Chef Sydney from The Bear.
Oh, the shit. Yeah, chef. Yeah.
And then people will be saying, yes, chef.
Yeah. Everybody who watches that show for the first time yells, yes, chef, all the time. Then then you don't do it anymore, but then your other people do it, and you're like, oh, they must just be watching The Bear. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you just need some slip-on clogs and a dish towel tucked in your back pocket or into your apron. Ellie from The Last of Us.
Oh, the girl, the little girl?
Yeah.
That show is so good.
Converse sneakers, combat boots, backpack, army jacket.
Max, the zombie type things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talked about that one.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, no, it's really good.
Yeah.
A dating coach shared some things that are super attractive to that people do, like if you're wanting to attract someone.
Make a lot of money, lift a lot of weights.
No, that's not on here.
Okay.
But you need to make access to you, like, exclusive. You need to not give your time to just anybody, and whoever you're kind of seeing, they need to kind of know that. And then also...
lie about how busy you are?
No, but you don't always have to be so available.
That's why I say I'm busy.
And I do really want to get with you sometimes because of that.
See, it's working.
Yeah, dang.
Now, obviously, you need to be confident, but there's one that stood out to me that I thought we would go over.
Abs.
No.
No.
But he said, what you need to do is attach your
name
to a super attractive role. Like, don't just be Sarah. Like, if you're Sarah that does yoga, you need to be... Oh, Sarah, the yoga girl. Or dude. Sarah, the yoga instructor.
Producer Eddie.
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, this is just all me.
Stupid.
Radio.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Lunchbox.
That's funny. All right, what else?
But, I mean, that could work. They just need to, they say that's a tip. I have the five best country songs that make fun of country music.
Okay, and good fun, like healthy fun?
Yeah,
good okay, fun. Go ahead.
In at number five, Backwards by Rascal Flatts.
You get your house back, you get your dog back, you get your best friend Jack back, and get your
I don't know if I've ever heard that song, but I've heard the joke before. Do a country music song backward to get it all back.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah, what's the next one?
Maddie and Tay at 4 with Girl in a Country Song.
Me and the girl in a country song.
Okay.
At 3, Hardy put out Red Necker.
My town's smaller than your town.
I don't feel like that really makes fun. A little.
He's trying to be more country than country.
Yeah, like. I mean, I feel like it makes fun of him. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So, Granger Smith, but as Earl Dibbles Jr., the country boy song.
I wake up, put a dip in.
That's
kind of
cold. That's a good one. And
the number one song is from Brantley Gilbert with Hardy and Toby Keith, the worst country song of all time.
This is the worst country song of all time. And it goes, hey, beer and honky tonk.
Remember we had this little fake feud for a minute?
Yeah.
We put out a song called Can't Say That in a Country Song way before this, which they never heard, I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
but
you're
it was
in
basically
luck,
the same song.
I have a hook of that. This is The Raging Idiots with John Party.
No, you can't say that. No, you can't say that.
Are we on the list?
No.
I know the list was from The Boot, and then I added it.
Nobody gives us the credit we deserve.
We never make lists.
No, we don't. Unless it's like Suckiest People.
Number one.
Yeah. And you're number two. Produce ready. Why don't we just play this whole song here?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right,
it's
wrap
funny.
It up there.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Sandra Gomez's home in Ohio was in need of some serious repairs. Lots of holes in the floor, multiple water leaks. Problems just keeping the home livable. She lives in the home with her daughter and 4 grandchildren. She was worried about how that would make it through winter. If you got holes in the house, there's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. If you got holes in this house, you can't keep the place warm.
Yeah.
So help arrived when Impact Cares offered to fix up the home for Sandra and her family. And they were like, dang, that's nice. But then they were like, no, not this one. We're going to fix up a different, better home
for you guys. Oh, they're moving.
So starting about 5 years ago, Impact Communities founders Dave and Terry, they travel around, they find other homes. People donate them, they fix them up, and then they move them in.
That's amazing.
So they totally renovated and furnished a home near her, offered it up to her, her daughter, her grandkids, and now she lives there. And there are no more holes in this house.
What is that?
Oh, it's a different word.
Oh,
Google it. You're not Gen Z like us.
Oh, I can guess.
You're not Gen Z like us.
No, I get it.
But it's also a really old, it's like an old hip hop song.
Yeah, I get it.
But not, instead of holes.
I get it.
Yeah. There's some holes in this house. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hope you guys had a good weekend. Let's go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
Watch dogs.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, this wasn't...
That's good, though. I was thinking. My wheels were turning, though.
Right.
Good for you. That's a good joke, though. Why?
Because they're watchdogs.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, though.
That was the Morning Corny.
Mm-hmm. The wheels were turning. I wasn't there yet.
I saw your eyes.
It's Monday.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I didn't have it, but still. In front of the building, there was a mom and a kid, and the kid was holding a sign, and the kid... What'd the sign say? It says, Morning Studio. Come on in, guys. Grab a seat here.
Okay.
We got a mom and a kid. They're in Pittsburgh Penguins hockey gear, I assume. You're in full. Hey, grab the microphone right there. Hi, kid.
Hi.
What's your name?
Nicholas.
Are you a Pittsburgh Penguins fan?
Yeah.
Is that your hockey team or is that the team you love at home?
It's my hockey team. Both.
So you're from Pittsburgh and it's the team you play for is the Penguins?
Well, yeah, kind of. Okay. So there's like the Penguins Elite, like a junior Penguins.
Yeah.
And then there's the real Penguins.
And you're the real Penguins. You play in the NHL.
Wow.
No, you do.
Awesome.
Wow, this kid plays in the NHL.
Wow.
That's crazy. So you're from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Did you drive or fly to Nashville?
Drive.
Oof.
How long was that
drive? Hi, Mom.
8.5, 9 hours.
Are you Mom?
I am Mom. Yeah.
Hi, Mom. How was the drive? Was the drive fun or was it boring?
It was fun.
And why are you here in Nashville?
For a hockey tournament.
NHL? Hey, let's go, NHL game. So, you play hockey?
Yeah.
How old are you?
10.
So, what position do you play?
Goalie.
But you're not, like, bit, like I thought goalies were, like, real big guys. Not, like.
Those are all the pads, I think.
Those are pads?
Yeah.
That's not their skin?
I think it's just a bunch of pads.
Got it. So you are pads.
Yeah. So are you a pretty good ice skater?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you do figure skating?
No.
Oh. I would. I'd figure skate. Do you ever do, like, tricks out on the ice while the other team's on the other side? Like, skate around?
Sometimes if I get bored, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So are you pretty good since you're traveling for hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The team is pretty good.
The team's good?
Yeah.
And so, Mom, you are... The driver and the coach and the number one cheerleader or what?
Equipment manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheerleader.
Do you hear her in the crowd sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Even with the helmet on?
Yep.
And what does she say?
She's like, woohoo.
Oh, I love that chant. My favorite chant. And you guys thought you, because we don't, you know, the building's pretty secure, obviously.
Yeah.
There's no way to get in.
Yeah.
But somebody saw you and said you probably didn't have a knife on you. So we thought we'd bring you guys in to say hi. And how long have you guys been outside?
We stopped by yesterday.
Okay.
And then we were outside today for half hour in the rain.
We were standing in the rain for is that why the sign's wet?
Yeah. That's why it's all messed up.
I was going to say, you guys aren't very good at riding. So, this tournament here, are you, is it like a championship? Are you here to win the tournament? Or are you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Take it all the way, right?
Yeah.
And what's Pittsburgh like right now? Is it cold yet?
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Do you like cold?
I only like it cold when it snows.
When you wear all the gear... Does that mean you're slower than everybody else skating because you have all the gear on?
Yeah, if I do have to skate, I am a bit slow.
Can you ever do the play where you take the puck and you go score? Like, do they call it like the goalie run?
No, you can't pass the red line. You can't pass center ice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how did you get into hockey? Because I grew up in a state where we didn't have... I'm from Arkansas. There really wasn't hockey there. I'm sure there was a little bit, but it wasn't cold enough really to have hockey. That culture, we didn't have an NHL team. You guys have the Penguins, which I saw beat the Preds in the Stanley Cup a few years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you laughing? Yeah, isn't that funny to you? So, what do you love about hockey?
I don't know. It's just a fun sport. It passes time. It's very fun.
That's like this show. Passes time. You know what I mean?
Same deal.
We fill 5 hours. I hear you were looking for the $20 in the green room.
Yeah.
We didn't know you were coming in. We put the $20 in there for guests to see if they steal it, but we didn't know you were coming in. And we don't think you'd steal $20 anyway. Oh, he looks up at this guy.
He was lying about it.
Might.
Do you have a favorite artist, like a favorite singer that's played on the show sometimes?
Abby. I like Abby.
Okay. Woo! This is what we're going to do then. So this is Krista and Nicholas from Pittsburgh. They listen on Big 104.7. You guys hang out for a second?
Yeah.
Abby, since they won it, we're going to play your song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Woo! Now Abby's our biggest fan. All right. We have some listeners that stopped by the building. Here is Abby and Hey There Hometown, Bobby Bone Show.
Hey there, hometown. How you been since I rolled out?
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. Or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Krista and Nicholas are in studio. They're listeners who drove down, who stood in front of the building with a sign that said "Morning Studio," and we were about to go on the air. And you said, "You can't believe what, Krista?
I can't believe we're here. I can't believe this is happening."
What was best case scenario in your mind that if you came and stood in front of the building, what was going to happen?
We would see your car.
Yeah, we'd watch you drive by and wave.
That was best case scenario.
Best case scenario. Yeah.
That's wow. Cool.
Yeah.
And what was worst case scenario?
That you were off doing something and not even here in Nashville.
Did you think that we were here?
We were listening to the podcast. We were listening live this morning to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And we saw your parking spot. We were like,
Guess what? We're here. Well, that's awesome. So, Nicholas, are you pumped about this hockey tournament you're in town for?
Yeah.
Can you guys win it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And is your team pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
And so what's the goal? Do you want to be a hockey player in college? Late,
yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And do you want to keep playing goalie?
Yes.
Okay. And do you train a lot?
Yes.
And is it your passion?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
What are your grades like in school?
A+.
That's
wow.
Good.
Mom, is that true?
Yeah.
He does good?
Yeah.
Is he a great kid?
He's an amazing
kid. He seems pretty perfect. Can you give me, what are your tips?
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it? So you have a girlfriend?
No.
That's why he's nailing everything. Yeah.
No time for that.
No need for that. You got plenty of time. Play hockey. And you have a best friend?
Yes.
Is he here on the hockey team?
No.
No. He's probably not near the athlete you are. He's probably jealous of you, huh?
He plays soccer.
Oh. Is he good?
Yeah.
No. I was trying to get a little beef going here. A little kid beef.
Now he's supportive.
Well, I'm super appreciative that you guys stopped by. That's super cool. And I thought best case scenario of me waving wasn't good enough. I thought this was...
This is amazing.
What do you think about this place? Is it smaller, bigger than you thought? Like, now you're in the room with us. You're sitting next. Nicholas, what do you think about this?
It's bigger than I thought it was.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you ever watch on YouTube or Instagram and kind of see stuff?
Yeah.
And what do you think about Amy over there? Does she look like kind of what you thought she would?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what about Eddie over there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just making sure. What about me?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing that, you know, we do on the show? Or what do you enjoy listening for?
Easy trivia.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, mine too, dude. Yeah.
Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're pretty good? Okay, you want to do a little round of easy trivia with us?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do easy trivia. And here's the deal. Nicholas, every question you get right... I don't want to hurt his amateur status.
Yeah.
But if he's playing for trivia, that's a whole different game, right? I can give him like $1 for every question he gets right. That won't, Mom, that's okay, right?
Yeah.
That won't hurt his amateur status as a hockey player.
Yeah, it's like an NIL deal.
Right. Well, not.
No?
I don't think so. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
10 questions. 10-year-old Nicholas from Pittsburgh who drove down with his mom. You have a game? We got to go to a game today?
Yeah.
Do you need to go now?
No.
No, here. Oh, he's got to go.
But don't worry. The game will wait.
Yeah. Preface at A+ student.
Yes, ready. How many legs does a spider have?
8.
Boom, $1.
Wow, dang.
And that was quick.
$1, okay. What's the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story?
Woody.
$2.
He's good.
He'd dominate you guys.
He's real good.
He's already the champ. Okay, let's get a little harder here. What's the color of an emerald?
Green.
What the?
Wow.
He doesn't even hesitate. Okay. Take my crown.
Okay.
Like, Abby argues with her brain, and Nicholas
She's
is
like, come on,
right
brain,
away.
You stupid idiot. Okay, Nicholas, question 4. Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Okay, yeah, that's good. He's not going to miss any of these.
Come on. Give him a hard one, dude.
All right. What ocean's off the California coast?
Got him.
Don't look at your mom. Don't cheat. Off of California coast.
The Pacific?
That's correct.
Wow! He's awesome!
What were you doing in your head there? Picturing the map?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Okay. You're not going to get this one because it's too old school for you, 10-year-old. You 10-year-old. Here we go. What's the response to, see you later, alligator?
After a while, crocodile?
Unbelievable.
Wow. I'm going to go broke if I keep playing this game. Okay. You have 4 left. Who wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
That's
Bobby,
correct.
Is this what you were like when you were 10?
And you know what? It's almost insufferable. So yes, the answer is yes. Yeah, I get it. But he's way more of an athlete than I was. Like, I was that, but not... Okay. 2 questions left. What did caterpillars turn into?
Butterfly.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
1 question, and he runs the entire category.
I'm kind of getting a little jealous over here.
Right. Can you tutor me?
Where is the Great Pyramid of Giza? Yeah.
Egypt.
That's correct. You stupid.
Okay.
He went 10 for 10. Wow. Okay, hold on. Before we clap, I'm going to give you a chance here.
Wallet. Whoa. He's getting the wallet. Hey, this is awesome.
When we go to the wallet, Nicholas.
Nicholas, this is the best part of my day.
Wallet here. Nicholas, you can wager it all. And if you get it right, you go from $10. What is that?
$100.
To $100.
Wow. Nicholas, do it.
But if you get it wrong, I'm not going to give you any money, and the question's going to be hard. Do you want to wager the 10 to make 100?
I'm going to wager.
Yeah!
Let's go!
This guy's awesome. Yeah. Come on, Nicholas.
Nicholas. Spell brontosaurus.
Oh,
boy. Okay. You can do it.
Do it slow.
You got
do you know what a brontosaurus is?
No. Like a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Like a
yeah. Okay, brontosaurus for $100, Nicholas.
B.
Correct.
R.
Yep.
O.
Yeah.
N.
Correct.
T.
Yep.
O.
Correct.
What?
S. Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
U R.
B R O N T O S A U R. Brontosaurus.
U S.
That is correct. Picture of this. Take the other half of the $100 bill, Nicholas. Wow. This is how they do business deals. Hold that right there. Hold it. There he is. Nicholas with $100. Wow. Congratulations, buddy. Wow.
That was amazing.
How did I lose $100 today? That was not part of the schedule.
Know, man. And a 10-year-old came in and got
Just took it. Took it.
You.
Yes. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you. You came in, you crushed it. You have a great energy, great attitude. Are you a hard worker when you play hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a leader on the team?
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to the Bobby Bones Show?
Since I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, what about you, Mom? How long have you been listening?
Since he's been in kindergarten.
So 5 years or so?
Driving him to school 6 years, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, big 104.7 of Pittsburgh. Thank you guys, everybody who listens there. And I hope you guys win the tournament.
Go Penguins.
Go Penguins. Are you playing other teams from all over the country? Or do you come and play a bunch of teams from like this region?
I believe from all around. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you win that trophy, I want you send me a picture on DM of you holding that trophy up, all right? And so you didn't get $20 from the green room, but you got $100 from my wallet, which is even better.
Wait, what are you going to do with the 100?
Probably donate to charity.
No, probably. Yeah.
No. Here's what I say. I will donate $100 to whatever charity you want me to, but you have to spend that on yourself. Deal? Okay.
He's like, that's easy.
And you, when you leave, you just tell Scuba Steve what charity you want me to donate to, and I'll do that. So you have a minute to think about it, but you take that money and you spend it on yourself. Okay. Promise?
Well, but yeah, Nicholas, as a 10-year-old, what will you get yourself?
He hasn't thought about it. He just got the 100, man.
Right. Give him a break. Pressure. He's 10.
Probably like video games or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What do you play? What's your game?
Madden, NHL.
Yeah, I play a lot of Madden. You have the new one, 24?
No.
Oh, you should get it. Really you should get it now.
There we go.
Okay.
Right, hey, Bones, since they have the sign, should we do a morning studio?
Do they want it?
Like, maybe he can start it?
Do you want to do that? Do it like when people call it? Go ahead.
Morning studio.
Morning!
There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's Krista and Nicholas. Krista, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. And oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Sitting out front, because that's super cool that you guys would do that. Nicholas, good luck, buddy. Hope you crush it. And everybody listening at Big 104, thanks for listening. And we'll be back in just a second. About 1 minute until the news. But in that 60 seconds, you guys can call us 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. Or get on the iHeartRadio app. Go to the iHeart Country channel, push that microphone. You can say something to us. It comes right to us.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a voice, like a voice text.
So it is kind of believable. But it's right from the app. So let's go to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
The happiest risers do this in the morning. That is, they refrain from grabbing their phone immediately when they wake up. Psychologists say that instead of grabbing your phone immediately, because they know that you're going to grab it eventually, have a brief, even 10-minute digital detox period in the morning. It allows you to start the day on your own terms, meaning it's not so much the light or what's happening on the phone, but sometimes, as soon as you grab your phone, it's a list of things you got to do or crap that went wrong.
Now you're hijacked by text messages, emails.
Right, quite the jump there, hijacked. What if it's your loved?
Well, hijacked
people saying, I hope
morning.
You had a great night's sleep. You know, because every night, Eddie texts me, I hope you have a great night's sleep.
That's true, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's really what it's about. It's about so you're not hijacked by all the things that are negative or aren't positive throughout the day.
Or demanding your time.
Yeah. Bestlifeonline.com with that story. There is a lottery downside, according to research. For winners of big lottery prizes, the money goes down fast. 70% of lottery winners end up bankrupt in less than 3 years. Wild.
So crazy.
Financial experts say most lottery winners simply don't have life experience of having a lot of money, so they don't know how to have the money. They do things like give too much to family and friends, make poor investments, feel like the money's going to be unlimited, and start uncontrollably gambling or spending. That is from the National Endowment for Financial Education. Starbucks wants you to get your coffee faster. You know, I feel like Starbucks does a pretty good job.
They do it pretty fast.
Yes. Yeah, I do. And there's a long line, and you're like, oh, I don't want to get in that line because it's wrapped all the way. You know?
It moves.
It moves pretty good. Yeah. Starbucks says they're on a mission, though, to make their drinks in less time. They're spending tons of money, including buying new equipment that is more efficient and faster to refill, as well as using smaller ice cubes, which are easier to scoop. More than a third of customers have to wait more than 5 minutes to get their drink. And that's way too long.
Wow. I mean, that's smaller ice cubes, easier to scoop. Mm-hmm. How much time is that saving?
Well, I think it's all point seconds.
Yeah.
When you do that, next thing you know, you got 3 seconds saved.
Right.
But that's more money for them. They're not looking for
us. Of course. Yeah, they're not looking out for us.
Come on.
The faster they can get that crap out, the more they sell to us.
Right.
Oh, men are shaving their legs more.
Yeah. Not us.
You know, not me. Not if I could just go pick hair or no hair, I would probably just go no hair. But I'm not going to shave my legs.
Just because of time.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, why would I? Who cares? Well, here's the thing. Experts say it leads directly to leg wounds healing faster if you shave your legs.
What leg wounds?
How many leg wounds are you getting?
What are we doing? Like, chopped off leg?
Like, I don't know, man. People run through a lot of barbed wire, apparently.
Right.
So they say it also for guys that want to show their leg muscle definition, which bodybuilders will shave theirs. And it makes you run faster, even if it's just barely, if you're an athlete and you're timing runs, like if that's literally part of your life. But it's also a cleaner look and makes guys look more put together. All that's fine, but it's just too much time. I'm not going to do it. If I could choose, I would go, no, go away. Hair be gone.
Do any men on this show shave their legs?
No, I never shave my legs.
Never? You've never done it?
No, I don't. I did.
For bodybuilding?
Yeah, back in the day, but that was 10 years ago.
But was he a competitive bodybuilder? Like, I don't understand.
No, recreational.
Oh. Yeah.
It's from askmen.com. Doctors pull 60 items out of a man's stomach after he complains of a stomach ache.
No.
60?
What items?
Doctors were shocked when they operated on a man who came in complaining of severe stomach pains and high fever. They went in. He's 35. They found lockets, chains, nuts, bolts, earphones, and many other objects inside the stomach. I guess he was just eating them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just needed to swallow stuff. Like, needed to feel that in his throat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's a condition.
It's a
okay,
thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
Man, that's...
I feel like locks and stuff. That's like a... That's
yeah,
stuff.
I mean, there's a whole, like, green blanket, and they lay all the stuff they pulled out from his stomach. I mean, it looks like if you dumped a tackle box over.
Wow.
A toolbox?
Dude, I'm saying tackle box, because things are like rooster tails. I mean...
You know, like top water lures?
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you. Oof, that's tough. That story's from the New York Post. A man fakes his own kidnapping to hide his infidelity from his girlfriend. That's commitment.
Yeah. Normally, it's honestly women that are faking their kidnap for whatever reason.
That's commitment to be uncommitted.
So what did he do?
He made his girlfriend believe that he had been kidnapped so he could spend New Year's Eve with his mistress.
What?
He narrowly avoided jail time after he admitted before a judge that he concocted an elaborate lie to hide his infidelity from his girlfriend. On December 31st of last year, the guy called his girlfriend and said he was meeting his finance guy when he was really going to see his mistress. At one point, in order to buy themselves some time, the couple messaged that girlfriend again, this time pretending to be a kidnapper, who said, "I'll bring him back safe and sound the next day."
I just need him for a minute.
The one thing they didn't count on was his girlfriend's panic after reading the message. Of course.
You think?
So she calls, "Hey, cops, come help." So whenever they got and found them, they were hanging out, and there were 200 hours of police work to make up for the $25,000 in taxpayer money that they spent on trying him.
I mean, we're still in that COVID window where you could just say, "Yeah, I have COVID."
Oddity Central. Oh, you're saying just like say it so he didn't have to go with her.
Right.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
That's a good point, because nobody can question that.
Yeah.
And then she's not, unless
you can
she's
fake,
like,
you can fake COVID like easy and just be like, "I got COVID."
Unless she's like, "I don't care. I love you. I want COVID with you."
And you're like, "This is a COVID Ebola. It's a new strain.
You don't want it. It's terrible."
Right. Ebola'd. The man charged in Tupac's 1996 shooting death has long put himself at the crime scene. Here's what we know about him. First of all, I watched this whole TikTok where he was like, "Yeah, I was there."
Yeah.
You know, Tupac's hanging out the window. I mean, he pretty much says everything. Now, they went into his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend's house or partner's house and did a raid. That's the raid. And they found, apparently, allegedly, from what I read in like three news stories, different things like certain bullets. And they were able to put the information that he said with the stuff that they found. And then they arrested him. They're not saying he's a shooter. They're saying that he was involved and he was there.
Right.
That he was the guy mastermind behind it and handed the gun to the guys in the back and said, "Hey, shoot Tupac.
He keeps saying he's gonna throw. He's got something for Diddy now because Diddy. He says Diddy was completely involved.
What? Well, I didn't see that part. I just saw he was mad at Tupac and Suge Knight for beating up his nephew or something. Cause they were in rival gang. Groups.
Yeah, Blood Crips.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this guy's a Blood, or is he Crip?
Tupac was the Navy.
I don't know.
Hey, man,
it was the Navy, right?
Navy would be a Crip.
The blue?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the left side?
Blood. Okay, you guys have to stop. You guys have to stop.
Oh, whatever. I had the Bloods and the Crips at my high school.
No, dude, no, you didn't. You went to Austin High. You went to Austin High. Yeah, you had people just saying those words. No chance. You had a real...
Are you kidding? Austin High was so diverse.
Yeah, man, you don't
but I'm
know.
Telling,
it was right downtown.
Eddie, stop talking like that.
Hey.
It was downtown. Okay.
It was
I live downtown. But you're acting like I didn't live in downtown Austin.
But we pulled from really North nice South okay. East
All right, I hear you. There might have been like one that had a cousin or something.
Whatever. They hung
downtown. It was by the Y. It was really nice over there.
No, but we pulled right
from the
side of town.
This is the difference. Our school, the kids would get kicked out of other schools for gangs, and they would get sent to our school.
Mm,
but yeah. Even then, they weren't really Bloods and Crips. They were like side gangs of gangs.
Mm. Did you ever learn the Blood sign?
No, because there were real gangs at my school.
Oh, you didn't want to do that. Got it.
And I didn't want to play with it.
Yeah.
They weren't full gangs. They were just, it was like, you know, mix match, pallywatch, give a dog a bone. Like different people that have been kicked out of random gangs, so they'd reform their little groups.
Huh.
It's just such a shame, though, because, I mean, and there was footage of Tupac, yeah, being involved in, like, beating up his nephew by the elevator after some fight in Vegas or whatever. But it just sucks because it was they beat him up, but then the retaliation is to shoot and kill him.
Death.
Well, and then after that, you know who died?
Biggie.
I thought that Biggie died before him.
And then after that, who died?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I'm just saying things. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know,
I think Tupac died first, right?
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
Now you make me wonder. So I don't know. I'm just Mike, will you tell me who died first when I finish a couple of stories here? Just because I don't want to get yelled at by listeners if I'm wrong. A 17-year-old employee. What you got? Tupac died first? Why does Amy say stuff and make me throw me off my...
I said I thought.
Yeah.
I thought.
Tupac, 96, Biggie, 97.
Dang.
A 17-year-old employee at a Popeyes in Texas got arrested after firing 7 shots at someone in the restaurant's parking lot. It turns out, selling weed at work, and it was a drug deal gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't do that.
Had nothing to do with the chicken.
Got it. I didn't think so.
Yeah, that Mardi Gras mustard, though.
Yeah?
Awesome.
Good stuff?
It's the best. That's Popeyes, right? Yeah, that's Popeyes.
It's Mardi Gras. It's got to be Popeyes.
Yeah, it's Popeyes. It's the best. A study found that Fridays are the worst day of the week to buy plane tickets. Sundays are the best. With everything from hotels to vacation rentals to international travel all rising in price, they analyzed it. And Friday, mostly because people last-minute booking. Like, I want to go now, so they know they kind of got you by the nads. So they're like, okay, we'll charge you double. Yeah. So, and Sunday, they know you're not going anywhere right now, so it's like the furthest away from when you would leave. So Friday, Sunday. United States senators won't be able to go to work in their pajamas after all. The Senate unanimously passed a resolution to formally require everyone to wear business attire on the Senate floor. We have also enacted a law here where the guys on this show have to wear pants when an artist comes in.
Correct. Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, baby.
But, sorry. Was it a thing they could wear pajamas or they were just debating it?
No, but Fetterman, I believe is his name. He, and again, look, make sure I'm saying his name right. He wears sweats.
And does he have a suit?
Like jogger?
I'm sure he does.
Okay. Yeah. No, like over the sweats.
No.
Because when I worked in the news, we had to wear a coat if we were going to be on the Senate floor. But we can wear jeans or whatever underneath. Just had to wear a coat.
Yeah, but could you wear sweats?
I don't know. I never tried that.
Yeah, but a coat and sweats looks kind of cool.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah. Is that who it is, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Senator Fetterman would go in shorts and a hoodie.
Mm.
Wow.
But that was his whole, he ran on that. Like, I'm a dude.
Like, just normal.
Yeah.
Chill.
And he's like, I'm a dude. I'm always going to be a dude. So I'm just going to show up like I said I was going to be. But then it does look weird.
Yeah.
It does look, I'm going to be honest with you, it does look weird. Yeah, John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. From OK Magazine, we'll end with this. A source recently revealed details of what readers should expect from Britney Spears' upcoming memoir called The Women in Me, which comes out October 24th. You get some of her family history in the book. And then, apparently, it is totally unfiltered. You have never heard stories like this. That's all it says. But it's them saying it, though, is a problem.
I mean, I expect her to be unfiltered.
But I mean, yes, but you have to send... I've written a couple books. You have to send it through legal so many times.
Oh, yeah, because you can't get sued.
So many times. Mm. Because they don't even want lawsuits unless you have every bit of proof. So I hope that the book helps her and helps people understand her. and is some sort of, I don't know, release and
therapeutic for
sure,
her.
Sure, yeah, that's what I hope. That's it. Thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, everybody. Thank you for being here. We're going to come back in a second. I'm going to talk about a little something I got called food poisoning. Mm. We're going to talk about that. I think I might have a new second favorite school, college, of all time.
Why?
Oh, I had a... it's always... Arkansas is number one always. My heart, my soul, my guts. We had a rough weekend, though. You know you guys beat us, right?
Yeah.
You didn't even watch the game.
Someone DM'd me.
So you can't brag. But yes, it's miserable. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I was reading this story about if you eat pasta in the morning, it's like the best thing you could possibly eat. For some reason, and you guys may have the same, I may not be weird, but I have like morning taste buds. And I don't know if they like move in and out. Like, all right, morning's over, guys, switch shifts. But I would not be able to eat spaghetti in the morning because I got morning taste buds. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
And that just wants sugar?
Or eggs?
Oh, I don't even really like eggs that much.
Bacon?
I can do eggs. Yeah, I need the breakfast things conditioned.
Totally.
Those taste buds have been conditioned to only have breakfast foods.
Right.
And sometimes, second shifters, can eat some breakfast stuff, but first shifters can never eat dinner stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's weird.
Yeah, conditioned is the key word because, you know, my kids at the orphanage in Haiti, they had spaghetti for breakfast.
No, my kids at the orphanage, they had it so sad. No, this is sad that I can't eat spaghetti in the morning.
No, they loved it. It's not a sad thing. It's just they did pasta.
You went there.
They did pasta for breakfast, and that was normal there.
I know, I'm kidding. Do they have rice all the time? Because that's probably what I would have had.
They had different soups and yeah, rice and beans and yeah, the spaghetti. And the spaghetti, they would just put ketchup on top.
The only soup I like in the morning, a little something called cereal.
It's debatable if it's soup or not.
I got like two sets of taste buds. Like one go in, one go out.
Yeah.
So they say eat spaghetti in the morning because one, it fights hunger pains. It doesn't cause weight gain. Researchers found that people who ate one half cup of pasta earlier in the day did not put on weight at all and felt better.
Yum. I like spaghetti. What?
In the morning?
I could do it.
You want some Rago in the morning?
Ragu.
Whatever.
Prego.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, I'm going to tell you guys a story. I went over to Salt Lake City. I spoke at a tech conference late last week. And I started to feel real bad on the plane. And I was like, oh, no, I hope I'm not sick. Hope I don't have COVID. You can just feel when something ain't right.
Sorry, you're there or back?
There.
Okay.
You know, you can feel like it's almost like a moment, like, oh, something just happened. I am not good. And I started to feel worse and worse. And so it was me and Kickoff Kevin. And so I go to my room in Salt Lake and I have to speak at like 9 the next morning. And I'm just like, please don't be sick. And I fall asleep, which is great. And I think it's great news. But I wake up like an hour later like this. Dry heaving from I've never had dry heat from the bed. I was in the airport in Kansas City to fly to Utah. And I ate some barbecue. Now, if there's a place you can eat barbecue, it's Kansas City.
That's right, good barbecue.
But also, it's equal to hours at the airport. So it's like back to even. So I ate a bunch of barbecue, and I got sick off of it. I love barbecue. And I probably vomited for 6 hours. And it was one of those where you couldn't control. Sometimes when you're food poisoned or even sick, you're like, okay, I'm about to throw up. I know I'm about to throw up. Here it comes. Oh, man, oh, man. For me, it was just no
warning,
nothing out of nowhere. And I was by myself, so I had to go get medicine downstairs. I need some Advil. My head was killing me. I knew it was food poisoning, though, because my head was killing me. So head's going, and I can take the food. It's disgusting, right? And so I go walk down. I have to go down to the floor, and there's a thing of medicine. There's nobody at the counter. So I just took the medicine.
Yeah.
And I paid the next day, but I was like, I may be on camera somewhere. It's stealing.
So you get arrested.
I vomited in the bathroom down on the bottom floor.
Oh.
And then ran up to my room six hours. And then just physically just destroyed the next day as I'm trying to speak at this thing. And the speaking thing went fine. But that food poisoning, I was very happy that that's what it was. Because even while it's happening, you know, once this all gets out, I'm going to be back on my way. Where if you're sick, you're just 3, 4, 5, 6 days. How long until you shake it? But it was rough. It was like I had been in a 4-round boxing match. I'm not going to say 12. Okay. Like a 4-round boxing match. Stomach was sore the next day. I just could, every time.
Because you were there for such a specific reason and it was awesome, like what would you have done?
Awesome.
Like your speaking thing.
I didn't get paid.
But it was... I thought it was an honor.
He never used the word awesome. Maybe.
Honor. No, company said, well, you go speak. And,
oh, I thought I would have thought it was awesome for you to be there. You were up next to...
I'd rather play golf.
Tony Robbins.
That's right. Tony Robbins and I spoke, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. I'd rather say... I haven't been home a lot, so I wanted to stay home. But I went. Okay. We talked about strategic marketing. They wanted me to be funny and talk about strategic marketing. It doesn't matter, but yes.
Well, I just meant if it had not gone away at that point, would you have powered through?
Yes.
Would you have tried to and just get up there and deliver?
Do you know how viral it would have been if I'd have vomited on stage?
Oh, it would have been amazing. It would have been great.
Yeah. So I would have tried to power through, but if I'd have started to get sick, I wouldn't have run off stage. I would have just thrown up everywhere and been like, and said this, put this clip on the internet. You want to see a lot of likes? A lot of streams.
Marketing strategy.
Strategic marketing.
This. Yeah. And then I said, Hyundai, and then walked off. So that food poisoning was rough, but it took me a day and a half or so to shake to my body. It's violent. Mm-hmm. It's like I was thrown in the dryer. And I'm not at home. Not that being sick is easy at home, but it's just easier at home because it's your bathroom. I'm thinking of the 20 other people that have been sitting on that toilet that I'm vomiting in.
You're thinking about that while you're vomiting?
Yeah.
Oh. That's so gross.
It is bad. Have y'all seen that video that's going around of like someone at a hotel and they're putting the face towel up to their face from the hotel, and then all of a sudden they start thinking of all the people that use the towel.
That's pretty gross. Wow. I used to take my own sleeping bag to every hotel I stayed in. I think Amy got me a little bag too once.
Yeah,
because I was doing it, and I didn't have a good one, so she got me a travel sleep.
Cocoon.
Now it's just like, what's the use?
Did it look like you were hiking everywhere you went?
I didn't have it on my back. I just put it in a bag.
No, it's small. It's like a sheet cocoon.
You got it.
We went to Kansas State last week, too. And again, I don't have a long relationship with Kansas State, but I'm going to tell you, I have Arkansas, which I love dearly. I'll never not love them as much as I possibly can. I love them. I love the people of Kansas State. Morgan, your school was the greatest. They were the best. They were the best of any. We've been to 9, 10 schools at this point. For the show, we have called Too Much Access. You check it out, toomuchaccess.com. But the facilities were amazing. The people were awesome. We got there, and every school is kind of like, you can do this. You can be or do whatever. They put us in full pads. It was fantasy camp for adults. We're in full pads. We're in helmets, shoulder pads. We're working with our All-American offensive linemen out in the stadium.
Pretty amazing. Wow.
They fed us lunch, which was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Of all that, I'm still like, somebody's getting us free food. This is awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
So to everybody in Manhattan, Kansas State, you guys, I can't stop bragging about you. Like, I loved Arkansas first. Everybody shut up. But South Carolina's amazing. I like them a lot. And then Kansas State, ooh, power rankings. I'm not sure where I'm put. I don't want recency bias, but Kansas State maybe.
I mean, I like South Carolina, but they didn't feed us.
You're right.
They did not feed us.
You're right. Morgan, it was good. Everybody was asking about you.
Yeah, do you feel like, I asked Eddie this, like, are you jealous that I went to college there? Like, did you experience something that made you feel like, I wish I went to college?
We didn't go to the frat house or anything. It was like noon on a Thursday.
Yeah, but like, you got to see the football stadium, and I went to a lot of football games.
It was
there.
A really great environment. I did not expect everything to be as nice and clean and expensive, and they really value that place. It's awesome.
So it's pretty much like the whole, like, must be the state of Kansas. They're just nice, everybody.
I don't know. Kansas, like KU, they didn't invite us to do crap.
Oh.
So why say no to that?
I don't know that that's true, but I don't know if KU is like the snobby school and K-State's like the nice school.
I do feel like Kansas State is very underrated in the state of Kansas because KU has always had the basketball team, right?
Sure.
So going there is very like, if you're part of the basketball team, that's a big part of it. You're a big fan.
And I'm not saying that's for sure, but KU, they feel like they're so far with us, they've been a little more important. Like, we need to earn our right to get there. And I'm like, no, we're good. We don't have to go anywhere. Mm. So, but I don't know. Who knows? That could all change. Kansas State, awesome.
I mean, I'll say that it is because.
Well, that's your rival. Yeah. Kansas State was awesome. We loved it. How was your weekend?
It was good. I almost died, but.
What?
Okay.
Well,
food poisoning? Airport?
No, barbecue? But. So she was driving straight up on her own now. And we mostly do to school and back. That's where she drives. Well, Saturday night, we were going to this like party for kids. It was an outdoor movie party. And it's like a mile from my house. So I thought, okay, you drive, I'll ride with you. Stevenson was in another car because he rode with a friend.
He doesn't want to ride with her.
No, he didn't want to get in. So smart. It's just me and Sashira.
I mean,
in the
you
front
probably
seat.
Didn't want to get in either, but you kind of needed to. She's 16.
I needed to because it was dark and it's like a windier road, narrow, just two lanes, like, both ways. So kind of felt like we were drifting a little bit. I don't cuss in front of my kids, and two came out. Ooh, one.
Which one? Level.
S on the way there.
Okay. That's a mid.
Yeah, well,
sure. Hey, that's a mid major.
Yeah. S on the way there, F on the way home.
There we go. You got the Ohio State now. That's a power five, baby. That's a blue blood.
Yeah, I don't. And even for me, like, cussing is something new only in the last few years because I don't know. For me, it feels good. I spent most of my life not cussing at all whatsoever. So don't judge me. But I. Just, it was so, like, we just were in situations where I thought, okay, this is it.
You're going to die.
We're going to die. But we made it home, and I was proud of her. And we pull up into the garage, and we get home, and she looked at me, and she goes, you stress me out when you're riding with me. She's like, Dad doesn't do this. And I was like, okay, don't play that card. And so I need to probably pray, breathe, meditate before I get in the car with her so that I'm more chill. Or ride in the back and just don't look.
I don't think that's the one to do of the options. I think that must have really scared. I've never heard you say the F word, and I know you only say it in like, oh my gosh, kind of situations. Oh,
normally even just with myself, because for me, I don't know, there's something therapeutic about it in a way. Listen,
words are just sounds.
I know.
You're telling me there's a sound we can make on this part of the earth with these letters, but if we fly 10 hours just in an airplane, we could do a different part, but that same sound means nothing.
Yeah.
Because of a land. It's just a feeling and a sound and an understanding. Don't get me started on curse words.
Yeah.
And I don't curse. But it's the stupidest thing ever that we have words we can't say. There are actions you shouldn't be able to do, but words.
That's weird.
That you can't say, it is weird.
And honestly, the whole drive, she's listening to Nicki Minaj, and I'm like, what is she saying right now?
You just could act like you were singing the song.
She's saying far worse things.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But, you know, I'm cool.
That's good. That's crazy she's driving.
I know.
16.
If you need her to run errands.
Not with that. with that Yelp review. No, yeah, I'm good.
She could run errands for
you. I hear ya. Eddie, what weekend?
Man, I was an idiot. So we went to go have dinner with another couple, me and my wife. And it's a nice restaurant, you know. And you know how servers always like, they go through the menu.
I'm like, oh, special.
What's what we have? We have the special here. We have this. And when that happens, I zone out. If there was a pillory punishment in real life, I would have gotten the pillory because I zoned out. And then as soon as he was over, does anyone else have any questions? And I said, yeah, this dish right here, what is this? And the whole table goes, he just spent like 10 minutes saying what that was. Yeah. And I'm like, I wasn't listening.
I try to really, and because it's easy to check out, because they're even checking out while they're saying it. Yeah. When I was waiting tables, I said it so many times. Okay, tonight it's going to be the sea bass with that, with cider broccoli. Even then, I'm just saying what I'm saying. And I'm checking out, but I try to focus now because I just know what it was like when everybody would not listen.
So do they spend time like in their room memorizing that? Like, cause they say it like they've said it thousands of times.
Because they have said it that day a bunch of times. Mm. Usually early in the shift, I would have it written down somewhere, but I would also write down. So I was not a memorizer of all the food because I didn't want to mess it up.
That's impressive.
I probably could have done it, but I didn't. I felt like one mess up wasn't worth 9 get rights in one mess up. So I would have it written down. By the third table, you know exactly what's special.
So
is.
Would you have felt disrespectful?
I pay attention.
Okay.
Just in case.
Because they put some work
into
that.
And I want to make eye contact just so that, because they're saying it, I want to pay attention to them.
No, I make eye contact. I'm just not listening.
Oh, you checked out your ass?
What?
All right. That's weird. Thank you, guys. Call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. We have a bunch of calls to get to. We'll take your calls. We'll be right back. I was reading about this couple that they got in trouble for selling a baby jaguar. And so I was like, oh man, you know, people have animals and they sell them. And we saw Tiger King, but they were just selling this one out of a parking lot.
Mm. Whoa.
I'd probably bought it. Look, if I pull up and somebody's got a baby jaguar in a parking lot,
yeah,
I'm probably going to buy it.
Depending on the price. But yeah.
Great point.
I mean, $1 million, no.
Like, I'm not going to search in a jaguar or jaguar.
Jaguar.
But yeah. If I pull up and they're like, we have a baby jaguar.
Yeah. But you're not thinking beyond that? Like, what are you going to do
you
with
never
this jaguar?
Think beyond that.
Who cares? I'd send Eddie a picture. I got a jaguar.
Dude, I'd be over in a second.
Yeah. Okay. Mike D sent me a picture of him with Ocho Cinco over the weekend.
What?
That's what I said.
That's amazing.
I was like, what? Chad Johnson? That's what I would have done with the jaguar. I'd be like, Mike, Eddie, look at this. I got a jaguar.
I'm on my way.
Look, I'm coming over. All of a sudden, I get a picture of Mike D with Chad Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson. He was just at a Starbucks here in town.
Yeah, he was just waiting for his Starbucks. I recognized him right when I walked in. I went to talk to him.
Crazy.
And you just walk right up?
Yeah. I was like, hey, man, I was a big fan of you when you were playing back in the day. And I was like, I don't want to blow your cover, but would you take a selfie with me? And he's like, yeah, no worries. Like, nobody here was old enough to see me play.
Super nice?
Super nice. He, like, gave me a big hug.
That's wow. Cool.
And then I was like, yeah, how you doing, man? And I was like, you know you don't know me, right? He was so nice.
What was he doing in town?
He came for like a, there was like a signing for like a bunch of athletes and like, I think, former wrestlers. He was there for a signing. And then he found out that the Titans and Bengals were playing the next day, so he decided to stay. Didn't have any clothes, so he went to the mall to buy a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
So he just had like bags of clothes.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. See, that's what I'd have done with a jaguar. I'd have hung out and been like, what's up, jaguar? What are you doing here? In a parking lot? That'd have been so cool. But they were charging $7,500, so I probably wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah, that's too expensive.
Yeah, no, you don't have $7,500 in a parking lot.
But like, do they just have a sign?
That's what it looks like. It's like puppies.
Jaguar.
You can't really say jaguar. So
spotted.
They sold a Margay cup for $7,500 in the parking lot of an Academy Sports and Outdoors in McAllen.
What? In my hometown?
Uh-huh.
What on earth?
However, the customer was actually an undercover agent with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Got him.
Wow.
Dang, that's crazy. I saw, that's from CHRON, Cron. Maybe that's...
Yeah, that's Houston.
Houston Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was on TikTok and I saw a girl who found a kitten, like a tiny kitten, in the wind. She had taken video of the kitten when she found it. The mom had left the kitten. And so, she has a kitten, so she's going to raise it and she bottle feeds it. And all of a sudden, it's growing bigger than she thought it was.
Yeah.
It's a panther.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's panther. And she still, the panther still runs with her dog. And they're still like best friends. And they're like, panthers at any time can go panther on something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But she's like, I don't think this panther's going to do that every second of every day.
Famous as well.
And I agree. Instinctually, I don't know what an animal's going to do. Like, I see Eller, our dog, who goes full hound. And it's awesome and scary at the same time. And we haven't had her out tracking anything. But you get her anywhere near a squirrel or a rabbit, she will track it and not stop. And then when she catches it, it's over.
Yeah.
So the panther is huge, though.
That's amazing.
A panther. That'll be awesome. I'll be like, Eddie, Mike, I got a panther.
I'm on my way.
I'm coming over. Like, tell Chad Ojosinko to stay there.
Once you realize that, I mean, you have to get like a permit or something.
I don't know how that works.
I don't think they'll give you a permit for that.
But if she's
for
publicly
a panther,
on TikTok with it.
That's got to be for like allowed.
Really?
If she's on TikTok.
Right.
I didn't see the jaguar people being like, we got a jaguar on TikTok. Yeah.
I don't know.
So I don't know either, but I just assumed if she's talking about it, that it's okay that she has one where she lives. But it's in the States somewhere.
And I feel like if you have an animal that could get loose at any time and like freak out a whole city, that's not
good.
Hurt
somebody else. But you know what? There are those sometimes people that steal a bunch of guns and then they post about it on TikTok and they're like, what up? And then police are like, thank you.
Mike, is it legal to have a panther in?
I think only in 9 states. You have to have a permit.
Then she must live in one of those 9 states.
Wow.
But it's awesome to see because nothing bad had happened yet. So, check this out. I'm not really a jewelry guy at all, but this was given to me over the weekend. I don't wear jewelry. Dorks don't wear jewelry, so I don't wear jewelry. The wedding ring was hard for me to wear, not because I don't love my wife. I love my wife, but it's just I never wore rings on my fingers, okay?
Okay.
So, just do this.
Those headphones?
Headphones.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool, man.
So, who gave that to you?
My wife and I were... Well, she was just standing with me, but I really wanted... There was a cobbler truck. There's a peach cobbler truck.
Like serve pie?
Yeah. No, a cobbler in a bowl with ice cream.
Oh, wow.
You want to talk about somebody who loves cobbler? This guy. I'm pointing at myself. They had peach cobbler with a scoop of ice cream in a... It was a truck. And I'm like, we have to go to the cobbler truck. And she's like, just a reminder, you have IBS and your BH has been killing you for a month.
Good reminder.
And I'm like, I felt that, but I got to have cobbler. And so I go to the cobbler truck. And I'm standing there. That truck is outside of a jewelry store called King Baby.
Mm-hmm.
That was King Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the people that worked there came out and said, hey, I'm a huge fan. And can I take a picture? I didn't know she worked there. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? We took a picture, said hi, and she gave me this headphone necklace.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's amazing.
That's a nice jewelry store.
No, I looked at the price.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, I don't know, nosy.
Of that necklace?
Mm-hmm. It was this many $100.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. I don't want to get her in trouble. That's what I said. So I'm wearing it. It's my good luck. It reminds me to do stuff for other people, and it reminds me that I'm a dork and shouldn't wear jewelry, but I wear it tucking under my shirt.
Pretty cool, man.
Ray, can I pull it off?
Yeah, I could pull it off better,
though. Not you. This is not a you thing.
I wear actual headphones, though.
Yes,
you have in-ears.
For this.
He kind of got you there, Bones.
I get a necklace full of in-ears. So I thought that was super
that's
kind.
That's very thoughtful.
Yeah, that was a really good one. My buddy old Luke has got hurt. He's a freshman at the University of Arkansas, our killer tight end who I've been doing some stuff with.
Saw that.
Like NIL stuff. He's helped me. He broke his collarbone like first series.
Mm.
Stud player.
Does that mean he's out for the season?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It sucks. So felt terrible for him. Sent him a message just like, hey, man, like harder things have happened to weaker people and they've thrived and you're so much stronger than a normal person. And then... I feel like he probably was in surgery or something. I didn't get a text back. Then I was like...
He was like, who is this?
I hope not.
I'm just kidding.
But I felt really bad for him because, man, he's awesome and a good kid. And then I went through one other thing I'm proud of for this weekend. I'm hiring a president of the Nashville Podcast Network, a podcast network with a bunch of shows on it. And I wanted to be open about the job, so I just got on Instagram and said, this job's open. Fire away. I don't want to be all Heidi about it and put only on, like, network stuff, like, you know.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's like, or like stuff where only people in broadcast or podcast can see it. So let's see. I'm open to anything. And so with Mike D and my powers combined, finally finished all like 10,000 applications. We didn't contact a single person because I wanted to get through. I have it down to 11.
That's amazing.
From like 10,000.
So how are you going to narrow down?
Well, I don't know. I have 11, so I'm going to message all 11 of them and just set up a Zoom. And then from then, probably to 3 or 4. But pretty big. They went to Fayetteville yesterday for 1-year-old nephew's birthday party.
I can't believe he's won. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So pretty good weekend. The Razorbacks losing sucks. It kills everything, but it made everything miserable. Everything. I hate everything and I hate life. But I have to forget that part because otherwise life sucks.
Dang.
Yeah, and life does go on.
It sucks.
You gotta remember that.
What are we gonna do?
We've
bet?
Lost 3 in a row.
Gosh.
I know, dude.
It makes me miserable.
Yeah.
I can't think about it because the sternum part of my body, like underneath in that ribs, it like aches I think about it.
Yeah, that's your heart.
I don't understand.
That's right.
That's where your heart is.
I did not think about that.
So your heart is aching.
It makes me so sad.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I look forward to it for so long.
Understand.
I really felt like it makes me, I can't, I had a great weekend. I have to eliminate it. I have to like trauma block it.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
What you got this weekend?
Yeah, you had a great weekend.
Ole Miss.
Okay. So are they good or?
Yeah, they're real good.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
I just, it hurt just. Oh, I believe in us though.
Yep.
Of course.
No, I do. All right, I'm done now. I gotta go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from North Carolina. A 41-year-old man was supposed to appear in court on some charges. He was going to trial. He had an ankle monitor on. He was like, man, I don't know. I don't want to face these charges. I'll fake my own death. So he goes out on a canoe with his son. Nice. And his son starts posting on Facebook, oh no, dad fell overboard. Oh no, I can't find him.
Posting that as he's going?
No.
Yes.
And oh no.
That's funny.
And the police are like, wow. And they're like, I can't find him. So he calls 911. They do a search. Only problem is ankle monitor had him at Walmart.
Oh. So he still had the ankle monitor on?
Yeah, he never took it off and he was at Walmart buying things.
Do you think that possibly he thought the water short-circuited it? No, you can wear it in the shower.
Oh, he was never on the water.
No, he was never on the water, just the sun.
Oh, he didn't
was.
Even fall in for no like chance. Picture. Oh, I thought the sun was like faking the pictures too. Like, oh, there's a picture of dad instead of saving him?
No, he was on the water going, oh no, dad fell overboard.
Yeah. They tried, you know.
You know the ankle monitor though. Like, cut it off. Throw it in the lake. Put it on a dummy. But then how do you even pull that off with an ankle monitor? I don't know how you pull it off. How do you fake your own death?
You can cut it off.
No, I know, but then you find it cut off, and then you know that the person's not dead.
Correct. Mm.
Like, you have to find a twin. Somebody looks just like you. Murder them. Put the ankle bracelet on them.
That's smart.
Mold that together, right. And then you're free.
Okay.
There you go. I just solved it. That's all right, easy. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, let's go over to Movie Mike.
And now, Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
So I got a couple I want to know about. Number one, did you watch the new Saw?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a single Saw, but that seems fascinating.
You would hate them, I think so. They're so bloody and gruesome.
See, the bloody I don't like. The mind game part where it's... give me a scenario like in a Saw.
They try to save their life. You put them in a situation where they have to like play this game, and if they win the game, they survive. If they don't, they die.
Sometimes, though, is it like cut off an arm?
Yeah.
So it's not a game. It's like you have to cut off your arm to get out.
So what's the saw? Is that like a real saw? Like a blade saw or like a saw?
Who is Saw?
The guy's name is Jigsaw.
Oh, got it.
Oh, and it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
Everything's a puzzle. I don't know.
Yeah, like so they'll have like a bear trap on their head, and if they get off in time, the bear trap won't go off.
So it's not always then about doing something hard to yourself. It's sometimes it's figuring stuff out.
Figuring things out, but a lot of the times it's like having to rip something out of your arm to unlock a situation. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds terrible.
Is it always bad people, though?
Yeah, it's all people who don't...
That's like Dexter.
Yeah, it's a wholesome message, really. They don't appreciate their life because the guy Jigsaw has cancer. So he's trying to tell people like, hey, you don't appreciate your life. I'm going to put you in situations so you actually can... appreciate what you have.
How is this not on Disney Plus?
It should be.
I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah. So this one, it's kind of a nod to the original one because they made 10 of these so far. So it's a lot better than I was expecting it to be.
Which stayed more true and which stayed more entertaining? Fast and the Furious or Saw?
Probably Saw. Because all the Fast and the Furious movies just turned into superhero movies, not based in reality anymore.
this one was good because it was more like the original.
Yeah, and they also tried to make it a little bit like a movie. The first ones are just so much like, here's the crazy situation. This one, they give a backstory to the character Jigsaw. He goes to Mexico to try to find...
A back character... That's awesome.
Yeah, because they tell him he only has like 3 months to live. So he goes to Mexico.
Why am I rooting for him? He's killing people.
It's a weird thing in this movie, man. Because sometimes you feel bad for him because he's just trying to cure his cancer. He goes to Mexico for this experimental treatment, and then those people screw him over.
Wow.
Oh, really?
So it's him getting back at those people.
Does he still wear the mask all the time, or do you see his normal face?
You see his normal face.
I don't know what he looks like.
Mm-mm. He's an old guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Jigsaw.
It sounds like I would like Saw, except for the blood. Can we get a version with no blood and guts where it's just like the mind screwing?
Yeah, it'd be about 30 minutes long.
Oh. So what do you give it?
I give this one 4 out of 5.
Pretty solid.
It's pretty solid. I wasn't expecting to like it. I found myself invested in the character and having that confliction of, do I root for him?
Yeah, like right now I'm rooting for him. I'm like, go get him, Saul. Hurt the people. So, okay, and then what's a movie we can watch at home?
There's a movie on Hulu called No One Can Save You. If you like aliens, if you like thrillers, you're going to love this one.
Based on a true story?
No. It's about this girl.
How do you know?
It's about this girl who goes to her childhood home. It's like way out in the middle of nowhere, and then one night there's an alien invasion. Gets inside her house, and it's more like a horror movie because like...
Why is everything a horror movie?
Because, you know, like Freddy and Jason, when they come and intrude someone's house, it's like that, but it's an alien.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I hear you, but is it more like a horror movie or more like an alien movie?
Yeah, it's like
I love alien movies.
Like on a scale between E.T. and Saw.
It leans more towards Saw.
Okay.
I mean, E.T. doesn't kill anyone.
Yeah, but E.T. is like a full alien.
Yeah.
Because the alien is trying to kill her.
Why?
You know what aliens do, man.
Aliens believe we're just soul holders.
Oh, they do?
Our bodies.
How do you know this?
I just read it.
How do they know this?
They're smarter than us. Maybe from the future. What do you give that one, Mike?
I give that one 3.5 out of 5. It's worth the stream.
So, No One Will Save You on Hulu.
Yeah.
3.5. And Saw, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
In theaters. Did you watch Paw Patrol?
I did not watch Paw Patrol.
My kids did.
The movie?
The little one did, yeah.
Really? It won the weekend.
Yeah, it beat Saw.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Did he like it?
I mean, I think. My wife said that they just talk the whole time. It's like one of those movies where everyone can talk in there. It's a free-for-all.
I go. And I'm like, shut up!
I'm trying to listen.
I'm trying to watch the movie! Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. You can head over to our Bobby Bones Show Instagram, at Bobby Bones Show. Lots of clips going up. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.